This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Have you ever been to a stage hypnosis event? They're very entertaining, and participants, usually from the audience, are hypnotized to believe all kinds of different things, like, oh, that they're a person of the opposite sex, or they're cold, or they're hot, when they're not really. They're hypnotized into also believing that things exist that are not there. We call that hallucinatory effects in hypnosis. Or that things that are there, they're hypnotized into thinking that they're not there. So a hypnotist can teach someone that, or influence someone to believe that, let's say, a red dragon is standing right in front of them when there isn't one there. That's called a positive hallucination. Positive meaning it's additive. Maybe additive would be a better term, actually. And in a so-called negative hallucination or a subtractive hallucination, someone might be able to be hypnotized to say that the person sitting next to them is actually not there, that it's an empty chair, but there's actually someone sitting there. So there are several different types of hallucinations that can be used. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is because America has been mass hypnotized by the media and by academia and by certain activists into believing all kinds of things that are absolutely not true. In fact, they are completely absurd. And of course, I'm talking about the alt-left, which its new mantra is peace through violence, right? Which itself is it's like a self-deranged belief system, peace through violence. It's classically Orwellian, right? But they also believe all kinds of things that aren't real, and they are now positively hallucinating or additive hallucinating the Confederate flag everywhere they look. So they're seeing the Confederate flag everywhere. There's a subway in New York City that has tiles on the wall, and the tiles are red and blue, and they form a geometric pattern. All of a sudden, everybody sees the Confederate flag in those tiles. Even though it's the same tiles that have been there forever, or, you know, let's say decades, not forever, but decades, all of a sudden, it's a Confederate flag. So New York City is having to remove those tiles because people are suddenly finding it offensive. Why? Because they've been hypnotized into thinking that the Confederate flag is everywhere. Similarly, they're also hypnotized into believing that neo-Nazis are everywhere. They see Nazis everywhere they look. During the election campaign last year, there were college students who were tweeting out that they saw hooded Nazis on campus. You know, these evil KKK people running around campus. Well, turned out to be Roman Catholic Church guys wearing robes, okay? So they were priests from the Roman Catholic Church. And then in another case, they were screaming about how there's a Nazi attack, a KKK is attacking. And it turned out like they saw them through the window of a building. Turned out to be some lab science equipment that just had a sheet thrown over it to protect it from the dust. And it made a pointy shape with a white sheet. All of a sudden, oh, it's KKK, they're taking over. Oh my God, you know, this is what the left has come to. So these are positive hallucinations. And remember, before the KKK hallucination, it was all that the Russians are everywhere. The Russians stole the election. The Russians are under your bed. The Russians are in your closet. The Russians are hiding underneath the toilet seat in your bathroom. The Russians are everywhere. That was another mass hallucination that has actually begun to fade because it's not being reinforced anymore by the media because it was a total hoax, of course. Now, negative hallucinations, here's some examples of those. So the entire left-wing cult of America has been hypnotized into believing that the KKK was never founded by Democrats or run by Democrats, even though it was. Prominent Democrats, like former Senator Byrd, was like a Grand Kegel or whatever it's called of the KKK, a recruiting grandmaster for the KKK, right? And the KKK was actually founded by Democrats, and it was run by Democrats, and gun control laws were enforced to take away guns from black people. So This entire history of the KKK has been memory-holed out of the minds of leftists through negative hallucination hypnosis. Same thing with Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails that she destroyed in an act of obstruction of justice. According to the left, that never happened. When Trump went on television and said he condemns both sides for violence in Charlottesville, the left freaked out, went crazy because they didn't see any violence on the left. They only saw violence on the right. But if you watch the videos, you can clearly see violence being carried out by leftists with baseball bats, smashing cars, throwing soda cans filled with concrete, punching people, bashing people over the head with bike locks in other rallies at Berkeley and so on. The left carries out a tremendous amount of violence, but leftists who have been hypnotized by the mass media, they literally do not see the violence. They don't see it. Now, there's an interesting experiment that will tell you a lot about this. In this psychology experiment, study subjects are asked to watch a video of a group of people bouncing a basketball, and they're told to count the number of times the basketball is bounced. Well, as they're counting the number of bounces, in the middle of this video, a giant costumed ape walks into the frame very clearly, prominently, dances a little jig or something, and then walks out of the frame. Now, the study subjects are all asked whether, at the end of the experiment, whether they saw anything unusual. The vast majority of them said no. They did not see the ape. They didn't see him because they were focused on counting the bounces because that's how they were directed. This is part of how hypnosis works. So when the media has you focus only on the racism and the KKK and the violence of the alt-right, the masses literally do not see the violence of the left. It's just like that basketball experiment. This is a well-known phenomenon of human psychology, observation, and what's called cognitive filtration. You're filtering out world events that don't match your internal matrix belief system. And the brain does this automatically, so you're not even aware you're doing it. And this is how an entire country can be hypnotized by the left-wing media into thinking that there is no violence from Antifa. There's no violence from the alt-left, even as they are making people bloody and committing mass violence, or even, maybe one day soon, committing mass murder in the name of social justice. That also will not be witnessed by any on the left and not by the media, because they literally will not be able to see it. So these are just a few things to think about. We are living now in a very dangerous time when we have mass hysteria of the left. We have sheer delusion on the part of the left, who are engaged in tremendous violence. They're calling for genocide against whites. They're calling to burn down white neighborhoods. They are saying that white people have no place in society, no voice. They are censoring all conservative voices or Trump supporters or white voices. And they are calling for violence in order to achieve peace. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. That's how insane it is. So be very cautious. You are no longer living with rational human beings on the other side of this equation. They have descended into the animalistic brainstem function, almost reptilian function. They are functioning like animals at this point. And I'm not doing that just as a dehumanization tactic or anything. I'm telling you straight out. They have lost their humanity. They've lost their higher cognitive function. They have been hypnotized into a state of mass hysteria, and they now think and act and function like animals. So this is not going to end well, of course, unless something reverses this entire process. Stay informed at naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Rangers store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.